Thanks for choosing this podcast by Adventures in the Lemonian Universe. You can also check us out on fogandmoonbook.com, where you can find a variety of Lemonian stories turned into paperback books that you can purchase. We are available on Kindle as well. Thanks and God bless.
Put back together my defender deck.
Cool. That's it.
Walls and stuff.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty effective.
It was solid.
Especially because a lot of the defenders are pretty cheap to get out.
Yeah. The 0/7 for like 3 mana.
Yeah. And then you can attack, you can have it attack as a 7/7. Yeah, it's buffalo chicken.
One is Mark the Buffalo.
There wasn't a whole lot of the buffalo chicken. I didn't.
The one is Mark the Buffalo.
Hmm? It's chicken. Oh.
Chicken.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I do.
I am the master.
At least you get to take the first bite. You breathe in the flavor.
Yeah.
It makes you want to cough just exactly as you're taking the bite.
Spiritual. I can play a flute.
They have still not fixed the noise in my car.
After all that.
Yeah. After having it for 2.5 weeks.
And they don't know what it is.
Yeah. But they keep telling me that it's fixed. Like, again, I didn't even make it out of the parking lot, and it was still making the same exact rattling noise. Well, I keep telling them the guy I want to look at it, they're not letting it. And I don't know why. Because he'll actually be able to figure it out.
Because it works at York.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
There's a guy that works there. His name's Dan Tomansky. He is a genius. The dude is super smart. And he takes his time to actually... Well, he takes the time to actually figure things out instead of just guessing. He'll actually use the tools and equipment that we have to diagnose something properly. Like, even when some of the Chrysler engineers have issues, they come to him. Like, he's got phone calls from Chrysler engineers to help figure problems out. He's a very smart guy. And I keep telling him that I want him to look at it so he can actually figure out what the problem is. And they won't.
I didn't have a...
Artist, come here.
You come here.
No, you come here.
If you're in her way...
You get up to get food anyway.
He already ate.
Thanks, RJ, for making dinner. It's pretty amazing. You're welcome.
Somewhat delicious, though.
So I finally saw the article for the Dodge Ram TRX. That's my kind of truck. They put the Hellcat engine in a Ram. So it was they're also calling it the Raptor Killer because of the T-Rex. They built it to come back for Ford's Raptor. So now they have a 702 horsepower off-road machine. That thing is absolutely amazing. Like, every piece of the suspension has been upgraded for specifically off-road racing.
That's what we need nowadays, more off-road racing.
Yeah. It is an awesome truck. This thing sounds amazing. What's hilarious is I saw a picture of a custom-painted one that had, like, red on it, looked like blood splatter down the side, and it said Ram 1500 Protester Edition.
I'm not for, like, going around the protesters, but...
That's
still
recording?
Yes.
We here at New Heights Fellowship do not endorse in any way, shape, or form...
It'll get edited out.
...the hitting protesters.
You think it'll get edited out? I'm not editing out.
Don't stand in the middle of the road, you won't get by your car.
Protest on the sidewalk.
This podcast ain't going up on this.
Well, let's be honest. If you protest on the sidewalk instead of the road, I'm still going to see your sign.
Like, the left brain's like, hey, we probably talked about that, whereas the right brain was like, we're driving over protesters coming.
Hold on. See if I can find the song. Five Iron Friends. They won't play the song on the radio.
Apparently, if you fall off the fence, we're going to be instant death. There's that.
That's really good.
We do not own the rights to the song. The pull our podcast rover. Everybody fast forward.
I'm sure. Probably.
I hope
some of the best discussions happen during dinner.
Well, really, the only designer. Are we ready?
It is another.
Everyone's here, right? We're ready. Okay. So just so we're clear, group one, the leading group, is roughly 3 hours hard ride southward on the main road toward the Keep of Crestus. Group two,
correct,
is roughly 3 hours, not so hard ride. And then the Bezor Xavier group is just leaving the Valley of the Furriers. It was over an hour, it was an hour and a half when you stopped. It was between an hour and a half to 2 hours from the top, okay? So you guys are, you've left the Valley and are catching up to group two, is that okay? In theory, you, if you move at breakneck speed, you will leave Xavier behind.
Yeah, I was going to ride with him.
Oh, you're going to ride with him? Okay. And ride as best as you can with him riding with you? Okay. You will still catch up with the second group before long, probably by the end of the third hour. You know, that includes Janny. So Bezor and Xavier catch up to your group from behind, with both of them riding double on Bezor's warhorse. Okay? You did have the opportunity to talk briefly and clarify your theories about the them charming or otherwise affecting the Baroness, cooperate with her own kidnapping. Okay. Then the two of you ride up on the group with Janny, the menagerie, the goblins, the knights.
Turn and go do a tech formation.
Okay. Are you going to fill them in on what you think is true? Pardon me.
Bless you.
Okay. What do you say?
I feel shocked at the village. We'll see all the people heading down this road, and they were smacked by that like magic cat on his neck. And then my personal theory that they have some kind of magic charm with me that they're going to out.
It makes a lot of sense. It's Amwar, the guy who's been doing all the talking. Makes a lot of sense. Transporting a captive while riding very rapidly is a tricky business. Are the two of you going to ride on ahead and catch up, or do you want to ride with us and one of us will ride on ahead long enough to catch up and let those who are ahead know what's going on?
I'd prefer to catch up with them.
Yeah, let's try.
Okay. Two of you riding double, it will be a fairly long and arduous task to actually catch up to these all riding single fast hard. You're going to have to give up Xavier, in which case you will eventually probably be able to catch up, or you're going to spend the majority of the day behind.
I can hang back.
He can probably make pace with us. He was running faster than we were going aboard.
How are all of
James? Some are walking, some are riding with her on the horse. Most of them are on the horse with her.
One's got an owl
head sticking out here, and a chipmunk head sticking out here, and a weasel head sticking out here. And the snake really doesn't stick out much. It's crazy. The wolf is on foot. Bud and Rustlet are riding on an extra horse.
Unless you're okay if I ride with you. I mean, it's going to take longer for you to catch up. I mean, I'll catch up eventually. I'll still be able to stay ahead of these guys. The only question is do you feel comfortable riding alone? Do you feel comfortable being by yourself for however long it takes?
Okay. I can fight no
holds
barred that way.
Perfect opportunity to drop like some epic line like, with Eric on my back, I eventually.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, so the first time
I
offloads and Bezor presses on ahead, the hopes catching up to the lead group. Let them know what they're what they're chasing.
That's the first time it's ever happened.
And then at that point, are you running on?
Yeah.
So you'll be ahead of, you'll be back to kind of where you were.
Yeah.
Ahead of the.
Except for the one time when Mark tried to take it and break it and knock it out. And what was in his hand?
Pretty much how it happened.
Yep.
No, the first time I've ever seen him use Eric was when he was fighting my old boss.
Did somebody chop the handle of the axe to mark
it? It's got a notch in it.
I'm
going
to knock one notch.
I was
going to
try and get it repaired, but I never, like, found it.
Are you an illusionist? Or chamber of reality?
Sculptor of reality. Precious by the mirror by
far. It's not illusion, it's reality.
In my head,
real.
I know
the root word.
I know it would go down.
Okay. Anyway, so you ride on ahead. Roll the ride roll, Aaron.
He's just not confident in his ability.
Dude,
I'm gonna let you roll for the head group roll percentile.
32.
Okay, so we'll let everybody roll an extra ride roll, and then we're gonna go at roughly 2 hours out. Bezor is catching up to the lead group, and the lead group has not had any encounters.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Roll your ride roll to make sure you don't have any problems.
74.
18. Okay.
I'm having problems.
You're having a little trouble. Okay. But then you rolled the two to catch up. So, all right. So, roughly 2 hours now. Mind you, you're getting into the afternoon now. And so, while sunset is no time soon, you still got maybe 3-4 hours to sunset. It is low in the sky, and so at times you are riding through essentially dark areas. Whenever the sun is to the whenever the mountains are to the west of you, you are literally riding in the dark because the mountains totally block the sun and it becomes very of shadow. So you're in the dark. You can look out there and still see it's daylight, but it ain't daylight here. It's deep shadow. Anyway, at roughly 2 hours, two and a half hours or so after having left Bazor behind, Bazor is catching up to the lead group. So that's composed of the four of you and Charlotte, okay? And you round a corner, and there's a long straight stretch, travel for a couple hundred yards, and look back and see Bazor rounding that corner, okay? And he's riding pretty fast and hard and catching up, just mainly because his horse is light. Brunson's horse is in the same situation, but you're not going to ride on ahead of, like, what Jake or the other dude. You probably could ride a little faster than them. You're not going to because they would be leaving them behind. Unless you want to chase the brigands down by yourself.
Nope.
Okay, so anyway.
Absolutely not.
Your group, so you just got to kind of, like, keep going very fast, and he'll eventually catch up, basically. That's the plan. So, like, in a relay race. All right. So he rides up in amongst you. Everyone's riding very fast. There is quite an intent concentration that you have to do with that kind of riding, especially in the hills when the turn comes, that kind of thing. You have to rein up in a hill. You have to lean back on a downhill, and you lean forward, you know, on an uphill to give the horse its best balance so it can place its feet, that kind of thing. And Bazor joins you, a bit parched, got road dust in your mouth, that kind of thing. But do you want to try to explain to them what it is you think may be happening, or you want to try to get them to hold up long enough so you can explain, or what?
I'll explain.
Yeah, so you're yelling over the sound of the tromping horse's hooves, of which there are six, and occasional snort, because, well, it's not really occasional, it's a heavy breathing, probably constantly from the horses, like, oh,
so it should just be five
horses.
So essentially, there was a fur hunter's village or something down there, and one of the hunters had seen the group come by and they had shown a hostile intent towards the Baroness. The Baroness had been resisting clearly because they smacked her or whatever while they were watching. And then there was, said, there was a light, a magic light from the gem on the necklace that one of the greens was wearing. And then, that was all the information that they had, but essentially I believe that necklace is some kind of magic, some charm, or something making the Baroness submissive, and that would suggest why. suggest why she didn't seem to be a captive when they were riding.
Out of nowhere you hear dibs!
Sounds like a pretty powerful magic item for brigands. To have it, one thing, to know how to use it's another.
Sounds like a charm spell.
They're pretty high-level brigands, it seems.
Well, they did say there were, 1,000 men in the keep? More?
That's what he said, but who knows whether to believe him or not.
Well, I'm not sure they have a match item. I don't know what we can do about that.
Let's see. Did I take the spell magic?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so, what? You continue to ride.
Yeah.
With this newfound information.
Kill that guy.
Any men with necklaces die.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a necklace? I kill you!
Be slain! Yeah.
Is it bad form to...
Unhand you!
I do have a necklace.
Charge
a
mage.
If they're a mage. Depends on their role. Your general rule is you fight the leaders of the opponent... The champions of the opponent force first.
Toughest, yeah.
The champions, then the leaders, and then, as necessary, whatever troops don't surrender or whatever. So if the mage were a champion, which is extremely unlikely, which is one of the reasons why you despise that method of fighting, and you never use ranged attacks regularly, because it's so unfair. They attack you from a distance, and you really can't even attack them back.
Like how we won the revolution.
Yeah.
Well, we realized standing in front of rows of men with gunmen hunts idea.
I know. Makes me...
Will we just stand here and like let them shoot at us? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, just kill them last. You gotta hurry up and kill everybody else so you can get to killing them.
Why don't we like hide behind trees or something? I don't know. This is how we were taught to do it, so just...
It's not honorable.
I don't even...
Oh, crap. My buddy next to me just lost half his head. Great.
I don't even know if the British really thought it was honorable.
Yeah. They didn't care how they thought
they
fought.
You had to honor the rules of war.
Yeah. They definitely saw it as cowardice. I mean, really like it. Mind you, that was easy to say because targeting officers was considered to be taboo for the same reason. So if you're an officer, you stand there and all your men get, like, shot out from underneath you, but you're still alive.
The men needed officers.
Right.
Nine. All right. Okay. So you continue weaving in and out of dark shadow as you press forward, having incredible luck not running into any trouble in the mountains. All right.
If we left.
Need another ride check? Only the front group.
No problem.
Okay. By 16. What's the ride check based off of?
Dex.
What am I doing?
Dude. 43. Thought you was a horse guy.
He is.
It's like three failed checks.
Hit a 9.
No.
Hit a 9.
Okay. You good?
Is that written for?
Oh. This is basically your fatigue is setting in because you've been running for 4 hours. There we go. Oh, no, this one's in the woods. Wrong one.
He's trying to whistle. This horse is definitely out of like a wall.
Yeah.
You look for like heavy horse galloping team.
There we go. A lot of birds, though.
The nature preserve. The bird sanctuary.
A lot of birds in the forest. A lot of birds in the mountains.
Even the birds are vicious.
Okay. Alright. So, you've been riding roughly a total of 5 hours. And the horses are, you know, they're pressing their limit as far as being able to make that kind of pace. And you come to a place where you top a rise and can see kind of like from here, it's largely sloping down and away. There's still mountains, but there's largely sloping down and away. And then you can see it kind of develops into foothills. And so you're looking at, you know, 10, 12 miles. You got a long point of view. And then you see that it breaks out into basically be like grassy country at a certain point where the hills are grassy and then rolling plains. And you don't see Crestus Keep, whatever that actually is or whatever it looks like. You don't think you see it anyway. But what you do see, just as you're topping the rise and you kind of have to slow up as you're navigating a ridge basically that's there, and then you're turning about 45 degree angle downhill and away. So you slow up not knowing what's coming. But as you top it, and everybody tops it at about the same time, one right after another, coming out of a deep shadowed area ahead of you and down and away, you'd estimate 5 or 6 miles or so, you see a large body of horses. And they're riding, pretty much doing the same thing that you're doing. So they're still riding pretty hard. Yes. Maybe.
Still 5 or 6 miles ahead of us.
Yeah, still 5 or 6 miles ahead.
Oh, okay.
Which is going to take a really long time to get up.
Yep.
Which is
probably not.
Probably not by now. They might now, looking, because you'll be at a higher altitude, because you're raising a cloud of dust everywhere you go. So they might see a cloud of dust as something's coming if you continue to ride breakneck. And you realize that, Brunson would realize, having high intelligence, that there's no way you're riding twice as fast as they are. Which means in order to go 5 or 6 miles, to close 5 or 6 miles between them, they will cover at least half of that. So by the time you whittle it down to catch up to them, they're going to go another 25.
You can download our app in the App Store. The app is called Life, 4, Toledo. Life, 4, Toledo.
Miles by the time you catch them, which would put them way off the horizon of what you can see, which means it would put them in the grassy terrain. It would put them out of the mountains. And if the keep is out there, it would probably put them at the keep.
I don't think we're going to catch them.
Not with that attitude.
At the pace they're making, the pace we're making, it's going to take probably another 25 miles before we catch them.
Only question whether they have to stop first or we do.
What if nobody has to stop?
Then we lose.
Right.
I was just throwing it out there. I knew we would lose.
If they have to stop the rest of their horses, and it's amazing they haven't already, I'll add. What's that?
How many are there?
Based on what he saw in the mirror before, 15 to 16.
50 to 60?
15 to 16.
Oh, okay.
A group of 10 or 11 and a group of 5 or 6.
That's what I thought. It's like, there was less than 24 before. Don't you have some kind of reality shaping you can do to slow them down?
Possibly.
Make another dragon. We'll deal with it later.
Make a horse-drawn.
In the subtest, that's a reference to podcast number 7, where Bezor created a permanent dragon that the party later had to go back and kill.
Is that actually
sad? The Hobgoblin.
I don't know. You can go back and look at whether
link in the description.
Sorry. Link in the
description. That's what all the YouTube videos say.
Which I can totally understand, because it's work. All right, so he's contemplating whether he has something he can do.
How far away are they?
5 to 6 miles.
You realize that a jiff, when people say be back in a jiff, is an actual unit of time?
Yeah, it's like a 16th of a second or something.
It's like 1/52nd.
Oh, yeah.
That's short.
It's such a small amount of time. You can't have all
those letters.
You haven't
been old enough. Or you haven't been alive long enough to hear the shortfall. I have.
I probably put a knife in my pocket earlier so I could spread my peanut butter.
No, it's not there.
What's something I could create that could make us move faster than horses?
Flying carpet.
Something realistic.
I don't think that'll be faster.
What if you just made a really strong wind?
Charlotte says, since when have you been limited by realism?
It's easier when it's realistic.
Just make a dragon!
Just, you know what? It's really tempting, but how is the dragon going to help us? They're 5 miles away.
We fly down there?
Send it to attack them! Just not her.
I don't think last time he made a dragon, he had control over who it attacked.
Problem is,
can't you just give us a backwind? Wouldn't that make us go faster than them?
How does one...
What does a
back
wind look like exactly?
What does a wind look like?
I don't know. It has to look like something.
I have one wind.
He didn't describe that. It's something he can create.
Just don't break the wind.
Make a fan or something.
Just don't break.
What's a fan?
Like a windmill.
You mean like one of those? One of those single like?
A windmill requires wind so it can spin.
I don't know. I'm thinking on the fly here.
Flies? No, we can't ride a fly.
Oh, hold on. Let me see.
I definitely don't have any that far.
Give me a lance. I can give them a problem.
Do I know of anything that I could ride with land-based riding that is actually faster than...
Well...
Problem is, it has to be tame. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, you could make something, but whether you'd have to...
What if you just kept it as...
Convince it to let you ride.
I'd be able to sit on it.
Pretty sure you made a griffin.
You did make a griffin before.
Yeah, the second I got off of it, it dipped.
You actually, like, maintained the spell for the...
Yeah, you maintained it instead of making it permanent.
Oh, yeah, someone else just had to drive it. Hear it.
Hear what?
And it was awkward.
I have this wand from the Purple Worms. It has, like, the exit. All right, I don't know what it does.
Then I tried to just, like, treat different magic items from over here.
I will...
Like, does the rod do anything?
Is anyone confident they can fly a griffin?
No!
Is anyone confident they can ride a cheetah?
Those all sound terrifying!
I can certainly try!
I'm the one who flew the griffin.
I assume this is as you're going forward still.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could send us a day into the future.
That would make us further away.
Just listing assets.
If we're just listing assets, I can... check and make sure that food's not poison.
Well, stop listing assets.
Hey, that could be valuable.
Things.
I've never used it before, but I can't do that.
Okay.
Then,
can I fish the wand out while I'm riding or no?
No, it's fine.
I'm going to fish out that purple worm wand. I'm going to point it 5 to 6 miles ahead. Try to will it to slow them down. Slow down that group or whatever.
Stop them. Do something.
Shake it out. Aha! Medicine.
you think it began to, like, do something, there's a little flow of energy, a charge or something, but nothing happens.
Spellcraft help me
out? Well, I mean, just enough to know that whatever it's trying to do, it
so maybe
didn't
it's,
find a target. Or
maybe it's out of range.
Could be range. Could be, there's something in range. Could qualify, but not exactly. Dead.
He made his dexterity.
Alright, well, if you guys will be able to catch up, afterwards.
Hey, the one did something!
If you guys will be able to catch up afterwards, Jake and I can take a griffin up there, start a fight.
Take me with you!
And then they'll stop riding.
Just do something to slow them down. Create like a mud pit in front of them or
that's,
something.
It's 5 miles away. I can't create something that far away.
I mean, when you fly up there.
Oh, that makes sense.
Jeez, do I gotta think for everybody here?
Is that your job?
Oh, we're doomed.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just give Lance wings?
No.
Oh, great.
That sounds like a bad idea.
I mean, I can, but he won't be able to fly.
I remember the My Little Pony Vegas.
Yeah, although there is a problem with me creating something once I get up there.
I don't think so. It worked.
The issue with me creating something once I get up there is I can only make one more thing today.
Just turn the griffin into a mud pit.
That's fine. I can't fireball today, so.
Also, if you create and concentrate on the griffin to fly up there, you will end the griffin to do whatever you do next.
Turn the griffin into a mud pit.
That's
That's possible, assuming it's within the duration.
Fly out ahead, land.
All right.
Make a mud pit. We'll catch up.
What are we going to do with Jake and I's horses?
We could each take one.
Yeah.
We can leave a note for Xavier.
Bring these with you. Us.
He's like, I don't know how to
do horses.
I'm not. I don't do horses.
Yeah. You got to hold the reins and run.
Yeah.
Come on, horses.
Oh, they're dragging me. Whoa.
This is not what I wanted.
No. All right,
let's do this, Jake. Then I'll rein up.
Okay.
Reining up.
Yeah. And then I'll start creating a griffin.
Griffin.
Okay.
Feathery.
It looks
bird
suspiciously
thing.
Like the griffin you made last time.
I'll give him a little white spot on his forehead so he looks different.
Okay. It looks suspiciously like the griffin you made last time, but with a white spot on its forehead.
It's going to show.
Right, because you've only ever actually seen one picture of a griffin, so you're just making the same one.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the griffin.
You're like, that's
true.
There we go, that's better.
Much more unique.
So it could be either of two griffins that you've seen.
Congratulations, now you've seen two griffins.
All right, anyway. Hamana.
Right.
The horses all panic slightly from the presence of the griffin.
Just poof, griffin.
Hopefully, he'll make him run faster.
Whee!
Yeah, there you go. How do you make a horse run faster?
Make it griffin behind it.
That'll do it. Of course, you probably lame your horse.
Instead of trailing the carrot in front of it, trail a griffin behind it.
You'd probably lame your horse, though.
Okay, I guess I'll walk.
Yeah. Roll percentile dice. Percentile. You greatly reduced ride check.
I'll jump on the griffin too.
How bad would that be? I tried to roll horse from the earth.
It's a substantial negative for anybody that you killed that doesn't get to fly.
Even
more negative than normal because your horsemanship is not even land-based riding, which is another step from here. Yeah, you've flown a griffin, but
I flew a magic carpet once.
Got by.
Not very skillfully, but I did it.
You were riding with somebody.
That's true.
When you were on the griffin.
In a snowstorm, downhill.
You were with, what's her name? The girl that you love.
So you kind of went sledding, is what you did.
Yeah,
it was glorified sledding.
Essentially.
You were sledding on the snow that hadn't hit the ground yet.
She wouldn't let you.
Well, it could have been sort of.
You were tobogganing.
Tobogganing.
I think it was after
that
we
would be going very,
the,
very quick, too.
Okay, so, yeah, tobogganing would be. And then I maintained the food because I should have just been
awesome.
I think it was still tall.
In any case, it doesn't make you any better at doing it. Having done it once does not give you skill. Okay. So you're both mounted. Bezor is in the back. And so far, you've managed to maintain concentration.
Bezor, back.
Okay. The griffin takes to the air. So are you leaving the two horses for one of the groups behind to mop up, or are you going to bring them along with you? Okay.
Should we hop one?
Dion said you should probably take them with you. He said leave him. You said take
him. Is that gonna pull us up a lot? Or?
Not any more than it. Well, be less than they're riding them.
You can probably run a little faster with no one riding them.
Yeah. Once they figure out what's going on, I'll just hold the reins and ride.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just.
too quick.
The little ones are always.
Maybe the old slow ones, you know, the ones that have been alive for like 2 or 3
Okay. So you take to the air. Meanwhile, you have no idea. I mean, you're not seeing the riders anymore. You just caught a glimpse of them, right? You know they're down there.
I think Jake and I actually have the video.
I think you're right. You have a light war. He had war.
I'm pretty sure I still have that light riding horse from when that one guy got him for us at Kestie.
Yeah. Yeah. As a general rule, light riding horses are actually faster than light war horses. They're racing horses. Like, they're fragile. We've got heavy armor and stuff on.
I used to have a heavy war horse.
And they can't fight in combat. They're just too panicky.
Are heavy warhorses?
No, they're slower.
But their endurance is much higher, and they can handle a much heavier load. And if they run into a light warhorse, they will crack it like an egg. He's a big deal. I ride over him.
Clydesdale pony.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there an extra large?
No. Not as far as you know. I mean, there are higher hit points, higher breeds.
It would be.
And then, of course, technically, you could have a follower, free it, and then it would start going up in hit points. Then it would get higher and higher.
Horse makeover, extreme edition.
Level 8 fighter horse.
Muscle force.
Okay.
Magic.
So you soar out over the mountains.
Yay.
The horse, like.
Okay.
Every time it takes its leg up.
And as you're kind of coming to that point where the mountains start to slope down away, and you realize you're technically starting to leave the mountains, so you're not there yet. You see in the distance what looks like two people flying on the back of a griffin. But all it's just silhouetted, so you can't see who it is.
No,
we're not
the other
one. Okay. And you begin to soar down and search the area. Are you going to try to come from a side or something so as not to make it quite so obvious? Because if they see you coming, that's going to affect the outcome. But it will be harder for you to spot them if you stay low.
I don't really care. If we start a fight, I can always just make a dragon instead of a mud pit.
Yeah, except that if you make it permanent.
I don't have to make it permanent.
That's true.
Against orc arms. Okay,
we'll do our best. There you go. I mean, I'm only one guy.
That's maybe a couple more
levels.
And that's so off. Fake.
Yeah.
One knight against 18 brigands.
Pitch your arm head.
Yeah, that's what you're expecting.
Here we go.
But there's always that.
There's that.
This.
But you mustn't fear him.
What is it?
What the heck is that?
I don't know.
What spell are you using, by the way? Improved?
Yeah. I can't imagine that's a real person.
No.
So fake.
And no spectrals, no phantasmals in my last one.
Have you ever seen those guys that inject themselves with silicone, make their muscles like incredibly huge?
Yeah, disgusting. A lot of bodybuilders do that. Bodybuilders do that sometimes. They inject silicone in their arms and stuff to make them look bigger.
Is it fourth level?
There was a bodybuilder that said it, like, years ago, but he got disqualified from a thing because they found out that's what he was doing. He was trying to set the record for the biggest bicep, and they found out that he was injecting his bicep with silicone.
So, if you do not concentrate to control it, it will only last 2 rounds per your level, so 16 minutes. It will only respond as you have pre-programmed it. Right. All right. So you soar down in kind of low at first, so as hopefully not be seen, and you begin to search the valleys and the road. You know they must be on the road. You get the best likelihood that they're following the road. Okay. After roughly 15, 20 minutes or so, you find their dust cloud on the road, and then you kind of circle out and around, and you spot them. Mind you, you're seeing them from several hundred yards up and away. It is late in the evening, but it is still daylight. So maybe there's an hour or two of sunlight left. So you've not even reached twilight yet. And you see them from a few hundred yards away, and basically what you see is they have slowed considerably. They're still picking their way through the mountains. And then after a few more seconds of seeing them, and you kind of get at a different angle, you can see after the cloud of dust is no longer the way.
You can listen to this podcast on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa.
They're actually walking their horse.
How close are we to the horse?
Very good.
What are
the terrible, you're saving the damn stress.
With hail.
Wasn't Mudbreaker in distress?
Okay, well.
He doesn't know it yet.
Okay, so I'm going to
Okay. They haven't, like, they're not looking up at you, not pointing weapons in your direction. I need a couple hundred yards back.
Their mage is casting now.
Okay.
Aaron, roll a d20. It occurs to you as you're a little distracted because you're maintaining the creature, but it occurs to you that the group that you are seeing is too small to be the group that maybe they have left. They've lost some riders, or they've split up, or this is not them.
Hey, Jay?
Yeah?
I think this group is too small.
They're properly equipped. As well could be. You didn't actually see them in the mirror, so...
How many do you see?
No, doesn't appear to be anyway. Some female traits are covered up by armor, so short hair, things like that, would camouflage a female pretty well, but from the look of it, there are no beasts.
See about 8.
It's only half as many as Brunson said he saw before.
Keep flying ahead, then. Maybe these are the slow ones.
They are walking their horse.
They're going to slow down the others. Part of this.
Meanwhile, the rest of the group is riding full speed, right back the best you can.
All right, see if there's
okay, so you're going ahead on the road in the same direction.
We've been riding full speed, like, basically the whole time. So if we don't catch them before they reach guys, we're wrong.
We catch them? Get in a fight here?
Anyway, so yeah, you arc back up and around. You follow the road, which serpentines down into the hills. And though you do not see another group of riders, you do eventually see what must be Crestus Keep. Niched up against the hills, there's a grassy rolling hills that lead up, and then there's a kind of a dark scar of stone that must be like basalt or something like that that runs along. And right in the middle of that is Crestus Keep. It's big enough, you think, to house 1,000 men. That's probably fairly real.
Turning by the gate.
4 towers.
Anybody by the gate.
Are you kind of turning that way enough to kind of peruse its details?
No, I know I'm not equipped to go.
It would be good to know if they're, like, actively going in or something like that, just so we could see that they're here.
I figured we could cut down a mile away from deep and set up maybe sort of a roadblock.
Yeah, they're walking their horses. We can slow now.
Well, we might have missed the other. That's really only our other chance. Otherwise, we need to group up and they got me.
You would estimate that group that you saw of 8 probably has about a 10-mile journey. So they would make it to the keep in 10 miles. Your group was 5 to 6 miles behind, which means catching them would, even though they're walking their horses now, catching them would still be a challenge. Not impossible.
I like that idea. We'll set up a roadblock, and I can potentially try and use my precognition to see if the other group will show up.
Whatever that means, okay.
Tell the future.
Okay. So you're going to swoop around and find a spot on the road to secure...
That's far and away enough from the devil.
So that terrain, that's horizon to horizon. Though. Yeah. So if you're not, unless they have far out patrols or something, they're not going to get me.
Okay.
So, but you set down the griffin, and I assume you're letting go of the griffin. Do you want to use the spell to do something to the road?
Yeah, you know, the large...
Billions of caltrops!
Make, like, a really big... Is it obvious if anyone were to go out?
You're well out of view.
8 miles away from the...
I thought we were touching it down, like, a mile.
Mile out from the...
That's what I was...
Mile out... He said a half mile to a mile out from the group, or half...
I thought you meant... I thought half mile to a mile deep, but we're out of sight here, we don't have to remember.
Yeah. We don't see anywhere on the road between them and the keep. They are the lead group, as you can tell.
We can the whole road, though?
Fly along. You can never see it all at one time, but you fly along the whole road.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can just stop and help the group.
But you like 8 miles. Okay.
Like a trillion.
Are you throwing actual caltrops amongst them, or just making them?
I'll throw like 30.
30? Okay.
So many.
Then make it real and then pick them up.
You can pick them up.
Yeah, but if I have to go through this giant field of real caltrops to pick them up.
Especially if you don't have a rubber ball.
Okay, so you see him pull out magical caltrops and he skews about 30, but then they multiply and become like 3,000 caltrops all over the road.
Like salting by
that's
water.
A lot of caltrops. Yeah.
Strikes you as if it may be almost unbelievable. But fortunately, they did not see him pull them out of a small pouch. So, there's that.
A lot of magic.
One bee.
I mean, I've seen
you watch me kill 2 knights and their horses.
Yes.
Instantly.
That was believable largely because both riders did get severely injured in the fall. But other than that, it was a little unbelievable. That was a little bizarre. All right, anyway, back group 2, still making breakneck speed through the mountains. Now you're starting down into the hills. Group 3, which consists only of Xavier, running along the mountain pass by himself, in and out of the darkness. Okay. And group four, which consists of Janny, two knights, and the menagerie and Deermood, is just trotting along fairly aggressively, but nothing as fast as what they're doing. And you wind in and out, and you realize that at the rate you're going, it'll probably be dark by the time you actually clear the mountains. Which the owl is just now waking up and becoming kind of like fidgety and crawling around and rooting into your backpack and trying to eat your iron rations. And he chased the weasel around your back one time. Yeah, hopefully he doesn't eat the weasel. That would be bad. Most of, you've seen him peck at him a number of times, but he does mostly just seem to peck at him. They have pretty tough hides, so he never really gets a good grip on him. And the chipmunk mostly sleeps in the owl. The diurnal. Okay.
It does not.
They learned all kinds of interesting traits about your animals 2 weeks ago when you were here, so now you have to discover those things on your own.
It was a while ago.
2 sessions ago, yeah. All right. Anyway. And so, group two, which is the fast riders, I need, which is to say Brunson and Theon, I need both of you to roll for surprise.
Hi.
You also have Sharp.
7, 9 total.
And neither of you are surprised at all, despite 6+ hours of long, fatiguing ride at high rates.
Fatiguing?
I always expect
you to even know me?
Yes.
Okay.
Not well enough.
Okay. Anyway, so basically you round a bend in the ever-winding road, and you're just coming into a dark area so that the mountain to your right, which is the west, is heavily blocking the sun.
This is where they were entering the road.
Theon immediately shifts the improvision. Roll d6.
5.
Almost immediately, 6 seconds or so. And in those telling 6 seconds, you realize that you have ridden into an ambush, where a handful, at least, of brigands have taken positions alongside the roads. And what first happens is their missile fire troops open fire, and then the road itself is occupied with several brigands who are charging out to fight you. Everyone may roll initiative.
No!
Yes, you're not casting this one.
Charlotte.
I wouldn't be casting this one.
Okay. All right. So we are... They have a plus one initiative. That's all I'm giving them, a plus one initiative. But they do get to go in the fire if they have it. So, misfire 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Okay. Their missile fire troops fire. 2 short bowmen, 1 on each. 1... I think I got Charlotte 2, so 4 shots. I'll just do 1 on each of you, and then the fourth one will be random. Brunson!
I have armor.
Okay, he missed. Sweet. Theon. He missed. Charlotte. Missed. Nice. It's gonna get messy in a second.
Don't. No.
It doesn't have anything in it.
No, but you got a sandwich plate full of crumbs up there.
And?
We have crumbs in our hair.
1 to 2, Theon. 3 to 4, Charlotte. 5 to 6, Brunson. Charlotte. And missed. Okay, so their missile fire comes up bust. Largely probably because you were not surprised.
How many missile fire troops are there?
Just 2 bowmen. There are 4 total melee troops that have basically are stepping out. Now, they have not, like, they're not totally blocking the road, so it is possible to potentially ride on by them. Two of them have spears and 2 have short swords and shield, and they are on foot. Okay. So, misfire 4.
Yes.
Okay.
Casting continuous in med.
Okay.
Targeting bowstrings and the other 2 on brig.
Okay. You know, one of the spear guys.
What's that?
2 have spears and 2 have short sword and long.
Yeah, the spear guy.
Not 1. Okay. You strike the bowstrings. Both bowstrings are severed.
That's 7, so that'd be 4. So 5, 6, 7 points of damage.
Okay. It's a window.
Hey.
me my dry erase marker.
You're welcome.
A pack of dry erase markers that was floating around over there.
It's on, it was on.
Yes.
School.
And some stuff happens.
Come on, bro. I drew first blood. Let's go.
I'll catch up eventually.
So he's behind that group.
I'm not too terribly far behind you.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
You're like a day
behind. So that's missile fire, and then we go to melee 9. Okay.
I'm going to declare... Did I cast?
The truth is you probably can't cast. You're riding great next seat on the back of the horse. You have to rein up for several seconds.
Can I shoot without
rein? What?
Bow doubling. I'll have to rein.
You can probably shoot your bow, if you had it out, which you probably don't, at a trot.
Okay, well then I will start slowing down and draw my bow.
Okay.
Well, first I'm going to look at him and see if he's starting.
Brunson?
Yeah.
He just threw magic missiles and has not started to slow down yet.
Are we slowing down?
Who's all with us?
Just you two.
You two and Charlotte.
Oh, and Charlotte.
No, right through!
Okay, I will instead just book it. Okay.
Watch the spears!
Make a ride roll for your animal to make sure that it doesn't have different ideas.
8 by 5.
Okay.
Oh, two.
So you do have to rein it slightly to the side, so as not to run flat into one of the guys that stepped out of the way. Okay.
Great, that means I'm gonna run into him by myself.
And I assume you're doing the same.
They'll probably follow us.
Hmm?
They'll probably follow us.
They're on foot.
Okay.
You think they have horses?
And you do the same thing and kind of direct your horse to an empty area.
Trying to avoid the spear guys.
That will largely have to do with their to hit. Yeah, okay. Charlotte directs her horse through, so all three of you will theoretically pass through them, assuming that one of them does not hit you severely, and then they are not on horseback, so they're not in any position to follow immediately. All right, and now their bowmen are without bow strength.
Right up about 2 yards, and then we take an ambush. When they come charging my
stop here! Stop here! Get ready!
And then they'll ride past and do the same thing to us. We'll see until our ambush works.
Hey, I've got warning in memory. So.
Right. Okay, since all three of you are riding past, we will not bother with initiative then. So, short sword guys are first. They're going to take a swipe. I am going to give them both of them -2 to hit because they're basically adjusting to your fast moving speed. And it'll be random as to who they attack. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1. Theon.
Yeah.
Short sword guy. Rolls to hit. Misses badly.
Drops a sword.
Nerd!
Yeah, in fact, he basically steps partway in front of the warhorse, which does slam him and in front of the horse, which does slam him and he's slung down, but you'll need another ride check now because
my war horse made it by 10.
Okay. So with more than expected endurance, the horse basically the guy bounces off the horse, pins aside the ground.
Okay.
Nice job, derp.
40% chance he falls in front of either Brunson or Charlotte. He does. Brunson 1 to 3, Charlotte 4 to 6. It's Brunson.
We're jumping.
Trap him to death.
Ride check.
Whee!
You have a riding horse, correct?
I believe Captain Bobby is best at riding. Light riding.
Okay, roll ride check.
Natural 1.
Beautiful. Yay. Okay. All right. So your horse, Captain Swarbottom the 5th, does trample the man somewhat. Probably stepped on an arm or a hand, you think. You heard a sickening kind of crunch. It wasn't a head. It was definitely more fragile sounding than that.
I gotta do that again.
Okay. Second short swordsman. Same numbers. Brunson.
You did just trample his friend.
And he missed. Okay.
Great.
Yay!
These are the ones that are scary. The spearmen. Same rotation. Theon.
Yay.
Okay. Charlotte Theon.
All right. He plants his spear and tries to aim it at like your leg or thigh or whatever he can reach. And he missed.
Okay.
And then the last one, spearman, same rotation, Brunson.
Ugh.
Okay. Same tactic.
I have an armor spell.
And he missed.
Hooray! Armor spell.
Okay. And so you swish past them very quickly with a cloppy clop of hooves. and you're thundering out the other side of the ambush. As you do round the bend out the other side, you do see all their horses off to one side, and there's one more brigand there who's kind of corralling the horses.
Got a fireball?
No. And then you thunder off out of the darkness and switch back to normal vision.
No more horses for you!
About 6 seconds, okay? And
I'm seriously thinking we should like set up an ambush. They would never expect it.
They really wouldn't. They all get back on their horses. We gotta chase them down.
And so you have beaten the ambush, as it were. What do you do?
We ride for about 200 meters.
Charge on ahead.
You keep going for now, but we may set up an ambush.
Okay. Keep up the speed. You probably do want to check your horse at some point because he got clopped pretty good when he ran into that guy.
Did any of them look particularly female?
No.
We keep going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Keep going.
You gotta check your horse.
Cloppity, cloppity, cloppity.
Probably eventually. Seems fine for now.
Yay.
Can I listen to this breed raspy at all? And go
sure. Roll a ride check. Horsemanship.
Three.
No, it doesn't seem particularly labored. All the horses are lathering some from the long hot ride, so it doesn't seem out of the order with what the other horses.
I just feel like left leg, make sure it's like around the
more of the breast.
Yeah,
like breast.
Try to check that area with my.
You have to like lean down on the saddle if you're riding. Another ride check.
5.
Okay.
17.
Okay, yeah. You pull your hand back. You've got the frothing, this white sweat stuff that horses secrete. But there is a dark streak in my blood.
Did it feel like it was from the horse?
Yeah,
I was thinking about
that. It's part of a bandit stuck us.
You're gonna need a bandage for that.
Horse is bleeding. Doesn't seem like any internal damage.
Can you heal it?
If we stop.
Ah!
Right, I can't heal while we're riding.
Correct.
He should be fine for now, we can put some distance. If anything further develops, we'll have to stop.
Let me get in front of you! I'm gonna ride front and deal with land back. Not that I have any skills in that, but I have horse.
Yeah, which is enough. You realize he has a small tear in the skin, at least, and probably a deep bruise. He's none the worse for wear at the moment, as far as functionality goes, but he's hot from the long ride. When he cools down, he may land. Not healed before he cools down, he may land.
He'll be fine for now! Heal him before he cools!
Okay!
Basically what happens is hair becomes like rock and muscles, like a horse kind of hurting. Basically, can't run, can't gallop.
Okay.
So we're pressing on, is the point.
Alrighty!
This is where
I'm better.
I'm by myself!
I so forgot about Xavier!
Okay.
Yep, I'm by myself.
You charge into another.
10 wisdom.
You charge into yet another shadow.
18 wisdom.
17.
5.
And you are not surprised.
That seems like an intelligence thing to me.
It depends on whether they have extra bowstrings or not.
They didn't come after us?
They did not.
He's far enough behind us.
He's not so far away.
Can I roll something to remember Xavier?
I remember Xavier's there, but you just, you know, there are more important things.
Like getting away from these guys.
I'm not lawful good. I don't believe in the
like catching up to save Jake and Bezor, who are fighting a just delaying action with the bandits ahead of you that you sent them to do. You said, fight them and we'll catch up and save you.
But I'm chaotic.
There's that too.
I'm neutral good, so.
Nice guy.
I don't believe in the greater good.
I'm not sure
why. I should go back for Xavier. What about Xavier?
Ah, crap! Probably help him. You sure they aren't coming after us?
How far behind Xavier was the other?
You know, if it's based on what it was earlier today, probably a mile or more, a couple miles. He's making good time, he just couldn't quite get the time of the teleport.
I hate to say it, I think we gotta go back.
Well.
What's Charlotte say?
She hasn't said anything. Are you saying,
Charlotte, what do you think? I look at her.
She seems narrowly focused on the road ahead.
That's probably the majority of their force right there. I bet you the Bezor and Jake can handle the front force if there's any more up there.
Bezor can conjure a dragon.
Much as I hate to admit it, he can probably handle himself. We should go help our fighter. Probably get torn up back there.
You guys go back. I'll go ahead.
But. That sounds like heroics.
Whatever you think would work.
All right, you go back. I'll go ahead. You stop and eat.
I like this play.
I'm okay with this.
This, I don't know what it is. It's like the stars aligned correctly. The planets are shifting.
I can just sit here, do nothing, and
everything
eat
worked out perfectly. Where I can just sit here and eat a sandwich while my friends
okay.
die.
So you have run full force into an ambush, and there are six brigands total. One of them has his arm in a sling, but there are six.
Wow, they got that thing out there quick.
Yeah. They step out, two of them step out and throw spears before, basically a missile bar before anything. And then there are two guys with spears and two guys with short sword. And the one guy who has a short sword has a sling instead of a shield. All right. And so we'll go to missile fire first, and they throw their spears at you.
Pew, pew.
I'm going to hammer. Pow, pow. Whoa! Both hit.
Wow. Dude. You know you're supposed to dodge.
Well, he wasn't really dodging yet. He was more like running.
Don't worry, Jake. I have everything.
A total of 12 points.
Okay.
As long as you're at one, I can take care of you.
Okay. And then we're in initiative, so now we're in missile fire. And,
I'm currently hauling it back towards the ambush.
Guys who threw their spears are going to engage immediately, so you're going to have basically 6 melee guys. So,
now we can't ambush them.
Now you could theoretically throw one, at least probably just one throwing dagger before before you go to melee. Until you don't have your sword drawn. So.
I'll draw my sword.
You basically rein up and draw your sword.
Yep.
Bear in mind, they're gonna, while you're drawing your sword, they're gonna step up and wail or try to wail on you. They don't seem very proficient, but
very much reining up to do, right? He's running.
Well, he's running full speed, so
can he just drop into a slide?
Yeah, baseball slide, pull the sword out as he slides.
Yeah, yeah, probably. It's gonna
or like just
make
turn
a little
your feet, just
mess of gravel,
hockey style,
get stuff all up inside your armor and leg and whatever.
Yeah, you can.
I mean,
no, he can hockey
either way,
stop.
Either way, he's stopping
yeah,
quickly.
Can he hockey stop?
Like, hockey stop, throw the gravel up into their face. You know, just like a goalie. All
right, you're going to the water.
And they spray the ice.
Okay.
So the
four close guys all step up and attack you immediately. The which other two guys can't go until the very end of the round. By which time, you will have your weapon on, which you couldn't attack with it. You could only
there are no rules here.
Which you could do, make it very unlikely. Okay, so first of all, spears up front, both missed. Swords up front. One hit.
I can't believe we forgot about Xavier. We are terrible.
I mean, I was personally thinking about it, but I didn't think Theon would think of it.
Oh, whatever. You
did 17 wisdom.
I thought it was an intelligence thing.
Oh, he doesn't have a high intelligence.
He has 13.
That's very high.
Just above average.
It's 130 IQ.
I have 130 IQ. I forget him.
All right. Charlotte didn't forget him. Figured he could handle it, or should handle it. Anyway, all right, and then you're drawing your sword, and at the very end of the round, the other two short swordsmen step up to attack. The first one that attacks you, you could weapon parry, so he would get negative equal to your bonuses to hit. So,
which would be plus three.
So
I have a plus three to hit.
Three for the sword.
Yeah.
Three for double specialization, and then plus your strength bonus.
Which is plus three to hit.
Plus the magic of the sword.
Six. And swords,
which I have no idea what it does yet.
Haven't figured out yet.
Yeah, I've only used this. Would be my second combat with it.
Okay. So anyway, you parry with the sword.
Mark it down.
And you parried the first guy. The second guy you cannot parry because they parried this round, and he missed. Okay. And that brings us to a new round. So in this new round now, all six of them are basically by you, but the four swordsmen are kind of surrounding you. Means at least one of them will be on your rear, so I can do about it. And the two spearmen are kind of behind them and kind of just trying to stick their spear in wherever they can.
Low Moon Adventures is a ministry of New Heights Fellowship Baptist Church of East Toledo. Check us out at churchtoledo.com.
Right. At least they don't have any bow fire anymore.
No bow fire. Okay.
I do have the magical plate armor that gives me a plus one.
Yep. And so roll your initiative. Six total.
We're coming, buddy.
Yep. Six. So in six, you are simultaneous with one of the swordsmen. One of the spear guys goes first. The spear guy missed. Okay, so then you're simultaneous with one of the swordsmen. You only get one attack this round, right? Group two?
Yes.
Okay, so
18 to hit.
You're definitely going to hit. You want to attack one of the guys who has not attacked you yet, mm-hmm. because then kill him now, he won't get
this round.
Okay. The guy that attacked you in six missed. What are your damage?
Oh, I think that's max damage. 8 plus 9 is 17.
Okay. He goes down.
Sweet. Takes care of one.
Two guys left to attack you. Short sword. Three total because of the spear. Short sword hit. 5 points of damage. Spear. Missed. Short sword. Hit. Short swords are much better this time. 2 points. You're down to five guys total. And you get two attacks this time.
Mm-hmm. Same initiative, right?
46. Right.
Seven.
Okay, so in seven, you're simultaneous with one of the spear guys.
I have
and you're obviously attacking one of the guys that's in front of you.
Yeah, I have 15 to hit.
It's gonna hit, damage. Spear guy missed.
7 plus 9 is 16.
Okay, he goes down.
Plus the sword.
Yep.
I don't know what the sword does.
Yeah. You always take plus the sword until you know what the blow does.
Just remind
it me. Is, by the way, it is flaming, but only kind of faintly. And then beat that guy down.
Slice their
wound down. They get all of them with their attack, and then you get another attack.
Mm-hmm.
So next guy hit, swordsman. 4 points of damage. Last swordsman hit. Oh boy. 7 points of damage. They're stacking it up. Spear, missed. Spear, hit. 1 point.
Oh, good. 17.
Uh-oh. We're coming.
Take your second attack this round.
And we're off.
Natural 20.
Ooh, takes his head off.
That's 16 again.
Okay, 16 again. There are only three of them left. Check for morale. And morale holds.
Dan threw that at us.
Okay.
What is initiative.
Ooh, six.
You have initiative. You go first. Kick out the last swordsman.
Yep, 17 to hit. And 5 plus 9, 14.
You have only
plus the sword.
Only the two spearmen left. Second combat. Okay, the spearmen attack. First guy missed. Second guy hit. 4-3.
Down to 14.
Okay. This coming around, you get two attacks. Checking for morale.
Who is this guy? Well,
morale holds. Finished it.
Six again.
Okay, six again.
Yep.
So one guy, one of the spearmen is simultaneous with you.
20.
And he missed.
Or max damage. Or,
I assume you were attacking the guy who was not.
Yeah. That's 8 plus 9. That's 17.
Yep. And then the last guy is the guy who already attacked you this round.
19 and 6 plus 9 is 15.
All right. Plus, your ambushing them was successful. Well done.
I'm not stuck in these woods with you guys. You're stuck in here with me.
Okay.
I kicked some butt, but I got my butt kicked too.
You got dead bodies laying crumpled in every direction. And just then, Brunson and
Theon and Brunson
ride up.
We charge around the corner.
You're like, we're coming! And he's standing there with his sword, flaming sword in his hand, looking kind of maniacal, blood scattered across his face. And he goes,
quick, heal that man!
That's the kind of fight I want to get into.
I'll look at him for a second. I'll give you a minute. I'm going to hop down and heal my horse.
Okay.
It's like, I can actually open hand this guest.
All right. So, roll healing.
Did we see the other bandits still with the horses?
Three hit points back.
Came back.
Yeah, they would have passed that.
I'm trying
same
to think
guy.
If it would have changed anything in the meantime. Yeah, no, he was still there. However, now, like, you, as you're standing there, you hear, like, snorting and neighing of horses, and you hear one set of hooves riding off into the distance.
Come on, we gotta catch them!
If you're peeling your horse, you wouldn't be able to leave immediately.
I'll catch up to you.
I am not the hero.
See, you realize this, you're telling that to the coward of the group.
I don't have much of a choice.
Right,
anyway. Yes, you do. Let's go.
I would definitely like some healing here. I'm going to die.
Okay.
Jeez.
Four.
Okay, so you get 2 points of healing.
Oh, I already rolled it.
Oh, okay.
So,
let's go.
1 minute later, the horse hooves are already getting dim in the distance. And
riding off.
Xavier's standing there bleeding all, with wounds all over the place. But we're
sorry,
right
we'll be back.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Walk it off!
Close up those wounds.
I do have a first aid kit, actually.
Yep, there
you yes, go. I do. I
you
do have.
You sit down on the side of the road, bandage your wounds, wait for group three to show up.
Yep, I do have it, and I can use it 3 more times, so I do have a first aid kit.
Okay. Takes you some time to, like, there's wounds here and here and the scratch there and stuff. Several minutes. Okay. I feel better about not whatever getting stuff. Okay, so the two of you are riding off
points?
After the one. Nope.
Back. Okay.
But you'll heal faster. Do the two of you are riding off after the one guy that was getting away?
Yeah.
Okay, both of you make a ride check.
We didn't see the Baroness here.
Made my ride check.
Made it by 50.
Unless there was negative.
Okay. He made his as well. How much did you make it by, Ron?
1.
Okay. So you're riding, he's riding very fast. Maybe his horse is feeling better because it just got healed. Who knows? And he is pulling away from you. You see the retreating shadow of the guy as he's rounding the next bend. You will, but to catch him, you're going to have to leave front and behind.
How far away is he?
At that point, maybe 300 yards. Probably it'll be like 17 or something.
Only not the hero.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, he may catch up to you in the next round, so both roll right checks then.
At least you're catching on.
Made it by 2.
Okay. So he's still a little in front of you. Both of you are riding very quickly. You do not see the guy. As you round the bend where you last saw him, you see the dust, like, okay, indicating that he was there.
Another ambush. No!
No, he learned his lesson on that one.
Pulls out a machine gun.
Anyway. You see the dust like he was riding ahead. And you do not see him. So he's still keeping his distance pretty well, maybe even gaining. Roll again.
Yeah, his horse. Natural 20!
I killed my horse.
My horse. Yeah,
not that the horse dies or anything, but he does, like, break stride, and you have to rein up and give him a chance to...
What was the we used to say, Becky? One time we were traveling.
I rolled 6 on the...
Into the mountains.
Okay.
This
and, you've left Brunson considerably behind now. He reined up because the horse broke stride. In fact, he rounds a bend and gets away from you, like out of view, and realizes suddenly that you're alone in the mountains.
Did I have to bring up?
Yeah, horse broke stride. So, like, it was galloping, and then all of a sudden it felt like something was wrong and it was off rhythm. So you had to,
like a flat tire.
Yeah, so you actually had to rein up, pull up, and stop. And then, you know, he wasn't acting odd, and he kind of trot around for a second. Everything seemed normal, and then you'd probably go again.
You ever tried jacking up over again?
Roll again.
Don't make Jack stay all the way.
Okay. Roll again if you're chasing after him.
15, made it by 3.
Okay. So you round the bend, cross an area, takes a hairpin turn. Only if you're gonna slow down. Break, like, when you're riding full gallop on a horse, you're basically like this. That's about what you can do.
Laying out in the back of the horse.
Yep. Right up next to him and pull up on his stirrup pretty normal.
Right up next to him and steal his soul with dagger. Yep, thank you. I'll take that.
Okay. You don't even hear the sound of them ahead of you now. So they've got some distance, right? But you do see the trail of dust. You round a bend and come to a straight. It's about 150 yards or so. And he's about 50, 60 yards out in front of you. So by the end of the straight, if you roll well enough, you should be able to be parallel or at least right behind him.
Made it by 50.
Okay. So, yeah, as you're in the straight, you run up, like, the neck of your horse is right next to the left flank of his.
Can I do, like, ooh, the pit thing you do with cars where you just veer into their...
The pit maneuver.
You can, but it usually results in both horses falling.
Their legs get tangled.
I'm going to keep going and try to get up next to him and just try to pull his...
Not true.
Okay. You need a ride check to control the riding horse, because this is one of those situations he really wasn't made for, first of all.
Right, made it by 7.
Okay, his horse seems to be doing okay as well. And then you're going to actually try to, like, pick up his foot and throw him up out of the saddle, right? So, roll percentile dice roll. We'll do it on the overbearing chart.
Overbearing chart? That's, like, the worst thing for me.
Yeah, exactly. So why are you doing
it? I'm 4 foot tall, because I was expecting, like, a dex check.
I can do dex.
A dex check to overbear somebody?
I'm pulling his foot up.
He's throwing him out of the saddle.
That's not overbearing.
That's grappling at best, or overbearing.
It's 100%
right. Or wrestling. Could be wrestling.
91.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Okay, he rolled. All right. So he swings his fist back at you, but it basically glances off your shoulder, ineffective. You grab a hold of his leg and pull up, and...
If I start to succeed, I will start to slow down.
Okay.
And a feat of uncanny.
Yeah, he basically bolts uncontrolled from the saddle, and he smacks off the sidewall of the mountain there, ooh, and then lands in a bloody heap on the ground.
He's dead. He's definitely dead.
No, he's like one of those wacky
I'll
ball
slow down.
He was riding like this, and you threw his breath.
What kind of horse does he have?
Light riding horse.
It bites you.
It goes off the ride almost immediately.
So. I will also slow, and I'll jump out.
I could use a horse. I don't have one. I just got my freaking butt kicked.
You're good, buddy?
I'd rather have a horse right now than run.
Yeah. He doesn't answer.
I'll go see if he's alive.
Broken.
Okay. He just bounced off the side of a mountain.
No, he's not alive.
Oh, come on, man!
Pretty sure his face is caved in.
Kick him in the side of the head.
Both cheeks and crush the right side of his head.
Way to go.
What's wrong with you?
You threw him into the side of a mountain. That's what's wrong with him.
You threw him into a mountain.
I didn't know.
And 40 miles an hour on a horse.
When you throw somebody out of a moving vehicle that's doing 70 miles an hour.
Well, that's more like 50 miles.
I'll say we're probably more like 40.
Yeah, it's more like
tuck and roll.
Tuck and roll. He was swinging at you when you did it. So
I didn't know we were right next to a wall. I thought we were like.
It's in the description.
It's a mountain pass, expected.
It's a mountain on one side, a drop on the other. You could throw him into the wall, or you could throw him off the cliff.
Well, I ain't getting no answers from that guy.
Remember when I said I'd kill you last?
You good, buddy?
Yeah, that's right.
You good down there?
Whatever he did. I lied.
Okay, and then Brunson comes thundering around the corner.
Where is he? Let me at him!
Oh no, he's dead.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
He's real dead.
I think that's all the ambushes for now.
I was hoping to catch him alive.
Looks like the mountain hit him.
Yeah.
The mountain just came up out of nowhere.
What happened? Did Earth Elemental show up?
I sort of like threw his foot up. I kind of expected him to just fall over, and he just oofed into the wall.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Look at his face! There's like half of his face on that mountain.
There's a big bloody smear on the mountain.
He did it himself.
He did it himself.
There's no way you wrestled him off.
I didn't wrestle him off his horse.
I don't believe that. He's a diminutive elf. I don't see him.
Go back to my horse. I'll check him first to see if he has...
Yes, he has pouch.
And then I will check the other
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.